Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Barbara Weltman back on the show. Barbara's an original founding member of our Brain Trust. She's in her 23rd year, folks. How about that? She's an attorney specializing in educating small business owners about their taxes. She's been doing it now for her whole career. She's the author of the landmark, one-of-a-kind, J.K. Lasser Small Business Taxes. The 2020 is out now. The 2021 is on the way. She's written so many other books on small business topics, including the Home-Based Business Startup Guide, the Big Idea for Small Business book, Smooth Failing is another outstanding book, and on. She's our good friend, Barbara. Welcome back.
Well, thank you so much.
It's good to have you back. Big Ideas for SmallBusiness.com, is that right?
You got it.
I got it right this time. How about that? Well, I sent her other one for 20 years, folks. I keep forgetting. Big Ideas for Small Business. Hey, Barbara, we got big deadlines coming up this week, right?
Well, you're so right. So October 15th is the extended due date for people who obtained filing extensions for their individual returns or C corporations calendar year that also got filing extensions. This is the last day. If you don't file by October 15th, you can start to accrue late filing penalties.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And it's also the deadline if you have a retirement plan that's been set up for 2019. You can mm-hmm. still put your money into it. So if you have a SEP,
right,
for example, you can still put money into the SEP for 2019.
But if you're a corporate, and aren't you prohibited if you do a SEP? Don't you have to fund by your corporate date? Or what's the rule on that?
The extended due date, which is October 15th.
Okay, but
remember, the S was earlier. The S was in September.
Right, but doesn't the corporate file your, does it fund your SEP plan for you? What am I thinking?
I'm not sure I understand, but you have until October 15th to put money into your SEP.
Into the SEP.
For
okay.
2019.
All right. So, what else can we do? Between now and the 15th.
Well,
What if your SEP isn't formed?
I just wanted to say one more thing.
Can you do one?
One more thing that the October 15th deadline is extended for people who have experienced disasters. So
mm-hmm.
certain disaster areas,
hurricanes,
like California. Fires and certain other have more time. So
right.
Check and see if you have any extra time due to a federal disaster.
Mm-hmm. Can you still file a SEP, a brand new SEP between now and the 15th? Can you start one?
Yes, you can.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you can start one, and you can go to the brokerage firm, sign the paperwork, and put the money into a SEP for the 2019.
Mm-hmm. So that's important, folks. Be sure to talk to your advisors about all that and make sure you know what your options are, what's right for you. Of course, you always remind people that when you're setting up something like that, you know, make sure that you got the cash because with a SEP, that's the one where you also have to fund for your employees, right?
Precisely. The employees don't put the money in, you do.
So you got to have
whatever
And since you're not in the 100% tax bracket, that means it's going to cost you cash. You're going to get a deduction, but it's going to cost you cash more than that, right? So if you're depending on what you put in, you've got to also have the cash to do it.
Definitely. Definitely. But if you don't have a plan yet and this is the one that you're going for the first time, you may be eligible for a tax credit on top of that. So
how's that work?
For that too, for startup credit. Well, small businesses are eligible for, there are two tax credits now for 2020, but for 2019 there's a credit for starting up a plan. For 2020 there's a credit for starting up a plan and or having an automatic enrollment plan.
How much is the credit?
The credit for the startup, the new credit for 2020 can be as much as $5,000.
Wow, what about for 2019?
A year, for 3 years. And the other credit is $500 a year for 3 years. Both credits are limited to small businesses.
What about 2019? What's the number for 2019?
2019, we have the one credit, which is $500 for starting up.
Not the $5,000.
That's a new
rule coming up for this year. There you go. We always get smarter when Barbara Weltman joins us. Succeeding in your business. I'm sorry, small business. Say it again, Barbara. I got too many.
Big ideas for small business.
There you go. Big ideas for small business. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.